Dice Adventurers, it's Kat Kruger, your DM at D20 Dames. In the last episode, the Dames made it to the Tower of the Wizened Mage Zerker, where Karen revealed a long-kept secret. She had died in the blast that destroyed the upper level of the tower, and is a ghost possessing the body of a wood elf who had gone missing near Phandalin. If that wasn't enough of a surprise, she also explained that she had made a deal with the hags. Yeah, those hags. In order to polymorph the possessed body to look like her old self. In exchange? Well, that's TBD. Despite the betrayal of trust, Lariah continued to support the Bonesacre sisters in their quest to find their siblings and confront their father. We left off with Riot leading the party to the swamps, south of the tower, and a sewage access tunnel. But there was something lurking in the muck waiting for them. Let's jump back in now. So Karen, you noticed that there's like some slithering underneath the sludge that's going on right now.
Is it big slithering? Little slithering?
Very big slithering.
Oh.
Riot, are you actively searching for the sewer door. Crate?
Yeah.
Can you do a survival check as well?
Mm-hmm. Can I do a survival check? 15.
Yeah, you actually see the sewer tunnel. The slithering thing beneath the muck is kind of like stretching out towards the tunnel. And you do see that the mouth of a tunnel it's well hidden among ferns, and it's spewing out raw sewage into the swamp.
You said the thing that was slithering, its mouth is near also the mouth of the tunnel?
It doesn't have a mouth. It just looks like a slithering, maybe tentacles underneath the muck.
Is this creature, the slithering thing, is it something Lariah would be able to identify?
Yeah, if you want to do you can do a survival check as well.
25.
Ooh. Yeah. You're pretty sure this is a Froghemoth. It is a massive, it looks like a frog. It is a huge monstrosity, but it has multiple tentacles, and it is pretty deadly. And you would suspect that if it wasn't planted here by the mage, it lived here naturally, and the mage put the sewage grate facing this way as a natural trap.
Riot, have you... You said you've used this sewage entry before?
Yeah. When I was a little bit smaller, you know, but I was always like, you know, I was flying, so I was okay. They call me the speed bomber. They didn't.
Nobody did. Yeah. I feel like since we're not flying, we should maybe not go this way. There's a Froghemoth under this mud.
There's a what?
Shh, voices down, please.
Karen, we have another sibling we didn't know about.
Oh my gosh.
Did you know about this? It's going to be a lot of this today.
Wait, I don't think I did, no.
No.
Yeah? No. Great.
I will say that also all notice with your... passive perception, that it looks like there's a bottle at the mouth of the tunnel. It's a corked mm-hmm. bottle that looks stuck there.
Riot would like to use her hunter's sense to look at the Froghemoth, and she should be able to determine, like, you know, scanning her eyes, and see if it has any vulnerabilities, damage immunities, or resistances, so that way, like...
Maybe it is
still it somehow.
And yeah, it's resistant to fire and lightning.
All right, so fire and lightning can't do anything. If that's nobody.
So
wait, nobody. Does anyone have a cold spell? Certain like a.
Yes, ice but knife? I don't know that we should try to fight this thing. Maybe. Do you know of another way in?
Be really quiet. I mean, hello?
This is honestly... So here's what I'm thinking. Either you like fly over to check out whatever that bottle thing is, since you said that you used to fly over and maybe the Froghemoth won't see you, mm-hmm. or we try to cause a distraction in the other direction and then I'll dart for the sewage grate.
Oh, I like both of these. I'll do the flying one first, and then maybe this thing in the bottle will help.
Okay, and you're sure that thing won't see you? Like, you did this a lot and you never
encountered it? I did this all the time. So unless, like, for all, this thing knows I'm its mother.
Okay.
I can tell from your face not changing, but the tone of your voice. Lariah, I don't like this idea.
Lariah, you think that from your check, you think that the main body is far enough away from the tunnel entrance that if you were quiet or sneaky or otherwise in cover, you could probably get to the tunnel fairly safely. It's just sort of like lazily feeling around with its tentacles.
Okay. Well, Lariah, if you're not going to do it, I'm going to cast Pass Without Trace. Do I say that in character?
Wait, I thought I was going to do the cool flying thing first.
We should do both. You should do the cool flying thing. I'll cast Pass Without Trace, and then Lariah and I will just quietly move our way towards the grate. Then we all win.
Well, you know what we could do is we could also set up, like, a zip line.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Oh, sorry. My ideas are terrible. Rai just jumps into the air, is, like, now mad. She's cried today. She woke up early. Oh, my goodness. And she just flies over to the bottle.
All right. I would need you all to make a stealth check. Riot. Actually, all of yours is with advantage.
Thank you.
Plus 10 bonus. Same holy crap.
Bonus. Plus 10, yeah. Yeah, 10. Not advantage. Sorry. All of your checks are plus 10 because of that pass without trace.
Pass without trace. Okay. That's a 12 for Riot. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Sorry.
For Lariah.
15. I forgot to add.
Sorry. Okay.
Did you say 21?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Karen?
Wait, do you 10. Add your... Do you oh, add, wow. Okay. Well, 32.
Glazia, help me.
Froghemoth doesn't even know. So, Riot, you get there first because you're flying. Are you going to open...
Angrily.
What are you doing with the bottle?
Yeah, I just... I pick up the bottle with my hand, bare mm-hmm. hand, and I pull the cork out with my teeth and spit it into the other while looking directly at them.
When you look back at the bottle, you do see that there is a note on the inside before you pull it.
I keep getting a lot of these lately.
So, Riot, you open up the bottle and you pull out the note and you recognize the handwriting right away. The note reads...
If any Bone Zerker finds this note, come help me. If everyone else, keep out. I mean it. Signed, F. Bone Zerker.
Oh my god. Karen. Karen. Right, Tris whispered. Karen. Karen. It's from Fatima. From Fatima. Ah! She's here. I think she's here.
Karen's trying to, like, from further away, try to, like, understand what you're, like, miming to yeah. her.
It's like, nuts. It looks like Riot found a note. It's from Smatima? I don't know. I can't. Hold on. We should get closer.
Mallory, was there, like, a certain pose Fatima would do occasionally when she was, like, making a point to all the siblings or something?
I would say that she's a finger pointer, but doesn't she have webbed fingers?
I mean, yeah.
Whole hand point.
Whole hand
point,
yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, let's just say that she's doing some hand pointing.
Yeah, yeah. So Riot does, like, the, like, at the 90-degree angle up and down, like, hold out the whole hand at Karen and then, like, kind of, like, lasers it up and down her body, like, making a face.
Ooh! Like, Karen recognizes it immediately and, like, picks up her pace, making her way over to Riot and is kind of, like, excitedly, like, pulling Lariah along, not physically, but with her, you know, with her spirit.
Sure, spiritually pulling Lariah along.
You get it. You get it.
As you do.
Yeah, yeah. And I assume we catch up to Riot.
Yeah.
Riot, are you still flying, Riot?
No, she just kind of landed right in front of the gate.
Okay, okay. It's Fatima? Is she here? Is she in that bottle? Oh my gosh. Okay, oh my gosh.
Okay. No, she's... Well, wait a minute. Right, like puts her eye into the bottle. No, I don't see her. But I don't know. I don't see a lot of things, apparently. Okay, and then Riot turns to the sewer grate. All right, it's the third bar to the left, if I recall. And then Kat, is she able to, like, open it up?
This one, you can easily. Okay. So you're able to sort of, like, slide open this grate. It's fairly rusted at this point, but you get... on the other side of it. Are you going to close it behind you?
I mean,
yes.
Yeah. That okay. Seems like the, yeah, we don't all want right. Riffraff coming in, or Riffraff.
So you close it behind
we
you.
We don't want the frog Hemoth coming in behind us. I mean.
So you close it behind you, and you get into the sewage tunnel, and the sewer, obviously, it's disgusting, but are you... heading straight towards the tower now then?
Yeah, we're gonna take that passageway, and I believe according to Riot's memories, of course, that it goes straight up into the main room.
It actually heads straight into the underground where the waterway is, which is where Fatima usually hangs out, and then there's a staircase that leads up to the main entrance hall.
Got it. Okay.
So you head straight forward. It's fairly easy to traverse if gross. It slopes slightly upward underground. You've got this rounded ceiling, and eventually you reach a massive grate with thick metal bars that crisscross, and it's all embedded in thick stone. So you haven't actually attempted to use the sewage grate since you were kids, and it's very clear that you can't squeeze through at this point.
But it's not going to stop us from trying, Kat. So Riot puts an arm through. Okay, so this is how I used to do it. Wrist, elbow, shoulder, body. Nope. Okay. Maybe it's the other side.
No.
Wrist, shoulder. Oh my God. Okay. No. Nope. I guess I'm too muscular now. Stop looking at me, Lariah. Karen, do you have... an idea of what we could do here?
Blow it up? I don't know.
So, Kat, you said the metal bars are, like, embedded into stone?
Mm-hmm.
What is, like, sort of just, like, a stone wall type deal?
Yeah. It is, it's like masonry stone.
Okay, so Lariah's gonna see Riot, like, reaching her one arm through the grate to try to get through it, and is gonna go grab some of the, like, mud and muck from beneath them and slather it on the stone wall between where the bars are, so, like, where it's connected.
Mm-hmm.
And she is going to press her hand against it and smash through and create a 5-foot hole, basically, to displace the metal bars in that 5-foot area.
Nice.
I forgot that was my plan. That was it. Lariah just did the plan that I was thinking. So thank you, Lariah. My
Lariah
plan was
even
bring
say
Lariah.
As she does this.
Bringing Lariah was the plan, and this is exactly why. Thank you.
Right. Riot looks at Lariah. Thank you. But there goes the element of surprise, huh? Just kidding. You first. Go on. No, or we'll go first.
Fatima, I would like you to make a perception check.
I got a 9.
You think you hear something from the gate area.
So, I just continue what I'm doing, which is having a conversation with someone that no one can see yet.
So, Lariah, Karen, and Riot, you walk into this underground waterway. It's familiar to the Bonesurker siblings because this is where they would hang out with Fatima a lot of the time. It's the way out into the moat. And you see Fatima at the water's edge. She seems like she's whispering. Can you describe what your character looks like at this point, Fatima?
Pretty haggard. I look not looking great. I'm looking, my fins are pretty droopy. My clothes are rags. I'm very mildewy.
Is your hair just like a tangle of
Well, you could tell that I've tried to do something with it with all the mildew that I found, like tried to slick it back in some way, but it doesn't look very intentional.
Yeah, it's not answering the call.
It's not doing great.
I mean, Karen, is that Fatima?
I mean, Fatima, I remembered, but, you know, not want to I'm not gonna say it. It looks maybe like Fatima, but is she okay?
I don't know. But I got. And then Riot reaches into her bag for something. All right, we're good. Let's go. And we sort of like saunter over. Like, what's the appropriate way to walk in this situation? Cry run? Like.
So I hear you folks approaching, and I turn around and I go, ah, oh my god, and I fall backwards into a puddle. But I'm very happy. Oh my god, guys. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Okay, right. That is Fatima. That is her. Yep. Yep.
And you think that I'm crying, but it's really hard to tell because I'm already really wet.
Right on her knees. Oh my god. You're here. You're here. You're safe. She hugs her.
Oh my gosh.
I hug you. I hug you both at the same time, and you're very kind about it because I'm really smelly.
Right, hold both Fatima's hands and just presses a tiny bar of leaf-shaped soap into it and goes, now who's dirty?
One tear goes down my cheek and lands on the soap.
What happened? How long have you been here? Have you been here the whole time?
Yeah, I have. But it's okay. You know, it's fine. It's been cool. I've just been waiting for you guys. It's okay.
I'm so sorry it took us so long.
I'm still crying as I'm saying all this.
I shouldn't have left. I should have searched the tower before I went anywhere. I didn't realize you were here. I assumed. Oh my gosh.
You know, there was a lot going on, and it's fine. You know. Luckily, I've had Creek down here to talk to. It's been okay.
Who?
So I turn around and I slowly pick up a piece of rotting wood that I've drawn a little smiley face on. Oh, gosh. And I'm like, guys, this is Creek. I know what you're all thinking. I know that he looks like a piece of rotted wood. That's what I thought when I first met him. But he's really cool.
Okay. Karen is going to kind of take a step back just to get some quiet time with Riot.
And while you two are doing that, I put this piece of disgusting wood up to my ear and I'm nodding.
I mean, she's a real social animal, so
she's just adapting. I guess, okay, and that's fine.
Let's be fair, I talk to my glaive and my bow. I just don't really hear them.
Right. Okay.
While you both are talking, I start laughing really weirdly at something that the piece of wood said to me.
Like, yeah, you don't do that though, Riot.
No, but please, we don't know the trauma she's been through, so we're not gonna judge
anyone.
I know.
I just, how do we help her? What do we?
Well, we get her the heck out of here is what we do.
Okay.
Maybe she's also. This also sounds like a little bit of dad spice. I'm not gonna lie.
What, like trapping her in here?
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe like making her hear things.
Okay.
So that way, like, we don't trust the information she tells us later, if she tells us anything.
I mean, let's at least see what she knows. I mean, maybe she's seen him.
While Riot and Karen were having this aside, Lariah had sort of like stepped around them. And doesn't, like, try to get very close to Fatima, but does just try to examine that piece of wood just to see if she can sense any sort of magic coming off of it, to see if there's anything unusual about it.
So kind, Lariah. Okay. So kind.
Make an arcana check.
Always thinking the best of people.
We also got there. It just took us a minute.
A 12?
It doesn't appear to be magical in any way.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Just a piece of wood, y'all.
No, I...
If you want to do an insight check, you could do that as well.
15 on that insight.
It seems like Fatima legitimately thinks that this piece of wood is talking to her.
I put Creek down and I by my side and I sort of saunter over. I'm like, hey, I don't want to bug you guys too much, but I was just wondering, you know, I ran out of sticks to keep track of the days a long time ago, it feels like. So I was just kind of wondering, you know, if you knew what year it was maybe or how long I've been down here.
Well, if it's 1494 now.
You know that from the time that the tower exploded to the time that you got here is about, there's been about 6 months that have passed.
Wow.
Feels like 3 years, but it's more like 6 months.
Oh boy.
That's still 6 months longer than it should have been.
Yeah. Okay, well, it took me a while to find you, first of all, okay? I was coming in a southern fashion. Southward fashion. Anyway, it's been a while. I was thrown real far.
How are you guys doing? You okay?
Oh, what a question. I don't think we should answer it right now, honestly.
Riot's great, healthy, still flying.
I'm buffer than ever.
Oh yeah, so strong.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you're looking pretty ripped.
Yeah, I mean, check this out. And Ryan, like, opens up her, like, pulls her shirt from her belt. Check this out. Abs. Just abs for days.
She couldn't even get through the sewer grate. It was awesome.
Whoa. I'm looking quite a bit thinner than I had before.
Oh, no. Like a dull gray sheen as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
gosh. It's cool, though. It's cool.
While you've been here and, you know, hanging out with your friend, anything else happen? Have you heard anyone? Heard anything?
Well, yeah. We had Creek's birthday probably a little while ago, but it wasn't... You know, we don't have access to a lot, but luckily he eats a lot of seaweed like me, so we just had extra that day. That was pretty cool.
Oh my god. I'm gonna pee my pants.
Let me think. There was one day I heard some banging, but that might have been, you know, thunder or something. It's kind of hard to tell, but I haven't really heard. You folks are the first people I've seen in, you know, since everything went down.
I mean, so we found your note outside the grate. Why didn't you just leave?
Well, I've been stuck down here. I haven't been able to move the grate from my side. Me and Creek were trying to chip away at the stone, and we did a pretty good job, I think. If you gave us a little bit more time, we probably would have been able to manage it. But, you know, just stuck down here.
I'm so sorry. And no one's come in? No one's tried to come through like they used to?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you could ask Creek if you want. Maybe he was when I was sleeping. I hold up the piece of wood up to you.
Yeah, go ahead, Riot. Ask Creek.
Yeah, so ask him. Creek. Right, just puts a hand on her hip and, like, puts out a gesticulation hand. So, thanks for keeping my sister company. Have you seen anyone, when you were, like, on, when you were on watch while she was sleeping?
I start laughing. Creek, you're so funny.
Riot looks at...
Karen also is laughing.
Riot looks at Fatima and she goes, yeah, not my type of humor,
He, honestly, his humor's pretty dry.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Oh, nice. Riot and Karen, you know that ordinarily there's a waterway exit from here that goes into the moat. Mm-hmm. And you also know there's a staircase that goes up into the main entrance where the pit is.
Yeah. So were all the other entrances blocked as well? The moat?
Yeah.
The old grand staircase?
Yeah, every once in a while, the moat, you know, me and Creek here, we got some, like, we kind of encouraged some fish to come through. That was pretty cool. But we couldn't fit.
I'm sorry. Well, I think we were gonna have to cut this late birthday party for Creek short. Sorry. We were gonna try to go through the whole place and, you know, see if we could find Emre as well. And
maybe we can get out of here?
Oh yeah. We can definitely get you out of here too.
Oh sweet. Let me just I had this one piece of seaweed that I was saving. Let me go get that and then we can head out.
Okay. Absolutely.
It's pretty big.
Okay. Wright would like to follow her. Okay. <to make sure. laughs>
All right. Where does Fatima go to get her seaweed stash?
Oh, no, I turn around and there's like a big rock that's like really damp and gross. And I kind of reach underneath it and there's some seaweed. There's another smaller rock, some pebbles. And I kind of sort through it, you know, looking, you know, really thinking about all these things. And I pick them up. I'm like, oh, no, I don't want that. And I pick up the seaweed and I roll it up and I put it in my pocket and then I put Creek in the other pocket. And it's hard to tell though, because basically my whole outfit is pockets at this point. And and I turn around and I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, we really could leave?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean,
oh, I'm so happy to see you guys. This is just, what a day.
Is so anybody going to introduce Lariah?
Oh my god.
Oh my god. No, Lariah's just been standing to the side, like looking around quietly.
I turn around to Lariah and I'm like, oh my god, I was so rude. And I take Creek out of my pocket again and I'm like, hey, this is Creek.
Lariah like nods at Creek and nods at Fatima and says, nice to meet you both.
So happy you're right here. I'm sorry you weren't here for the birthday celebrations, but this is a pretty good day.
Oh, yeah, maybe next time, you know, when Creek turns, how old is Creek?
33.
Whoa, okay. The big 3-3. You made it. Okay.
Lariah, sorry, we got caught up in the moment.
You don't owe me an apology. You've been looking for your sister for 6 months. I understand.
Yeah. She's, and then she leans in so no one else can hear her, but Lariah. I think something's been happening to her down here. She's usually way more fastidious and clean and not talking to inanimate objects so much. Well, not hearing them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's been stuck here for 6 months. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll... Sure, just some sunshine, some clean water will probably fix her right up. So.
Did you say clean water?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Riot undoes a little...
You turn around and I'm standing right there.
Yeah.
I'm right behind you, really close.
here, sorry. Yeah, I guess you haven't had a lot of good water coming out there because of the explosion in the tower.
Yeah. Wait, Mariah, can't you do something about this?
Yes. Do you have anywhere you can... Are there any, like, big containers in here that Lorey could fill with 10 gallons of clean water?
Yes. I mean, there's this pool over here that I sit in sometimes.
Yeah, Lorey will head over there and cast Create Water and create 10 gallons of clean water.
Oh my gosh, yes. Brittany, why do I feel like we're not helpful today in this?
Nope. Just slowing the story down, really.
All of our spells, none are useful here. How did we survive?
While Fatima presumably like goes to check out the clean water, mm-hmm. Lariah turns to Karen and says, okay, I think it's time you tell us about this amulet.
Okay, which one? Because there's a couple amulets now.
The one that you said, I don't have the whole story still of the explosion or what happened there, but there was an amulet. You were trying to stop something from happening, and that's what caused everything.
Oh, yeah. Listen, Lariah, that recording was a long time ago, and I couldn't possibly remember what that was about.
It was a red amulet.
Wait, I just got a memory.
Okay, well, you know our dad. He's probably really bad guy, and he did a lot of weird stuff, you know, also, like, I guess creating Riot or something. I don't know. He did a lot of weird experimental things, and I was kind of onto the fact that he was gonna do something else pretty bad, and I think maybe he was trying to become a lich? I don't know. Again, I stopped it kind of before it happened, and then it got worse because, Emre, and then he made that, and it, you know.
So, do you remember earlier, a few minutes ago, when I asked you what else, and you said nothing, that's everything?
Sorry. I thought you meant, like, what else from the time that I was a ghost till now. And that was, you know, pre-ghost, and a lot of the memories are just kind of foggy, you know.
Wait, can we... This is fun. Who, the blame shifting back and forth. Nobody cares. Riot's mad about it, so, sorry. It doesn't matter, but was Dad trying to put his soul in the amulet? Was he trying to do the full lich transformation? And that's what happened? Is that what we interrupted?
Because
that could be very dangerous for us. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, I think so. And that's why I was trying to figure it out. And I heard that thing afterwards, and I thought maybe he was still kicking around or something was kicking. I don't know. And that's why I thought maybe I would just go first and see. And then you caught up, and I panicked.
Okay.
And then I spilled my guts. Okay. Remember that?
Yes.
It was just like an hour ago. And now we found Fatima. It's like, great. And we're all happy again.
No,
and we met Creek.
Okay,
Creek's awesome.
Yeah, but no. Now let's go back to why you lied to Lariah.
I didn't lie.
Right, do you just want one solid punch, Lariah?
I'm sorry, there's so much happening, and please believe me, the reason I told you as much truth as I could is so that we would have all the facts and going in here, and I don't know what's on the other side, so I don't want to, we should expect anything and everything.
Yes, and I feel like there might be a lich would be very useful information.
Okay, there might be a lich, there might be a frog... Goliath. What is it called?
Frog-hemoth?
I mean, a frog-goliath.
Didn't know that was there, but it was. Did it help? I don't know. Like,
okay, this isn't the time to be having this argument.
What's Fatima doing right now?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you guys can hear me humming happily. I have given myself a bath. And I look a lot more clear-eyed. I look a lot better. I've given Creek a bath. He's looking great.
I still think he's a thing. Okay.
I look almost back to normal, except for the rags and the fact that I'm thin and sickly. But I definitely am still holding on to Creek. I look over. I'm like, hey, can you make this water disappear? It's all soapy now from the soap that Riot gave me, and I don't want it to get into the greater water system of the moat because. I don't want to pollute anything.
Yes, Lariah can create or destroy water.
Well, again, the most helpful person here.
I mean, we should just see ourselves out, honestly. I think Lariah's get everything locked down.
Lariah just walks over with some, like, a few grains of sand and casts destroy water on it.
Fatima is super impressed. She's nodding her head, and she's making Creek nod his head at the same time, and they're like, yeah. Like, cool, I'm feeling, thanks so much, I am feeling so much better. I would really love to not be in this room anymore if everyone's ready to go.
Yeah, let's get you out of here.
I'm just so happy. This is, what a day, guys.
Which way are you heading?
Wait, is it day?
I guess we should probably head back out the way we came.
No, we can try to unblock the stairwell.
Yeah, go up the stairs.
Yeah, I think staying inside.
As we look at you, Lariah.
Yeah.
You would like me to unblock the stairwell?
All right, if you head up the stairwell, Fatima, maybe you could describe what it is that you use to block the door.
I mean, it's just a lot of rocks and some really big logs, but everything's pretty slimy and hard to move.
All right, well, we can attack this with, you know, the usual gusto. And Riot whips out her glaive and, like, brings the butt end down on, like, what I hope is a very, very wet, soggy log.
Do you want to do a strength check?
Yeah. 15.
Yeah, so you can smash through the wet, pulpy logs fairly easily. Is anybody else going to help Riot clear the area?
Is it like a pretty wide hallway? Would we be able to get several people in there without like bumping into each other?
I would say you could do two people side by side in order to turn back around. Or you could do like single file and then head back down, you know.
Right, you got the last door. Let me.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably Karen and Riot can try to put some muscle behind this and, yeah, and
let us
pull their weight.
Strength this. Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't watch Fatima.
All Fatima said earlier was that the way up was blocked, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't say she blocked it. Yeah.
So I guess as Riot is like pushing through this debris, Lariah, I think, is the only one sort of like near Fatima now and says, "Hey, did you put all this stuff here? Because this looks, it looks like someone set this here, not like it was debris that fell."
So I stop and I smash my head to my forehead and I go, "Ah, yep, it was me.
Why did you block the path?"
Karen and Riot immediately stop.
Oh, totally forgot, folks. And I put a piece of wood up to my head. I'm like, I know. Yeah, I did this. Pretty cool, right? I did a great job.
Yes. You did a fantastic job. Can you tell us why you did this?
I wanted to block the doorway.
Because of what?
Why?
What's on the other side, Fatima?
I probably should have said something about this a little earlier.
Mariah's gonna love Mariah, this.
Promise,
oh no.
Mariah, promise this is not a family trait.
So I'm pretty sure there's an army of skeletons up there.
That's easy.
What? No. So Lariah holds up a hand to like keep Riot stopped. Like, don't continue pulling stuff away. When you say army, what do you mean? Like, can you give me an idea, a number?
More than a birthday party.
Well, I mean, okay, more than two.
That's
more
fair,
than two.
Yeah.
More than us.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Like,
Four, five.
Sorry. And I look down at my hands and I go, a bunch of these, probably.
Wait, just hands? Like, I'm confused now.
Oh, no, like, 10.
Ten.
A bunch of tens.
Okay.
A bunch of tens. So, like a 100. Okay, all right, well...
That's the word. Yeah. I'll pass.
You said earlier that you haven't really heard much, but you heard some like clanging coming from upstairs. Do you remember how long ago that was?
Oh, hold on. I walk back down a little bit and I look at, there's a little shelf in the stone in the wall where a bunch of sticks are. And there's, you know, maybe 20, 30 sticks. And I look at them really intently and I go, no. I told you folks, I ran out of sticks, so I don't know. Sometime? I look kind of helpless.
Okay, that's okay. Why don't we, in that case, Laura turns back to Riot and Karen. First, go back the way we came and get Fatima out of here because I don't think she's in any shape to fight. and then we can decide what to do.
He's right. Yes, I got him. Definitely. I'm fine. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to keep you from your companion, so we'll let him...
Oh, he's coming with us, right? I can't leave him behind.
Okay.
Oh, maybe Creek should keep you company, Fatima. What, you know... And that's the safest place, maybe.
Yeah. Right. Right, it's really just, like, pulling at her collar. Like, I kind of thought the clean water would help, but maybe it takes a while.
Now that he's all nice now that we're both clean, I mean, he's ready to go. He wants to get out of here as much as I do. He's been down here way longer than me.
I mean, at least 33 years, right?
I never thought about that.
Born and raised.
Whoa. I think you mean bored and raised.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, man, I totally forgot about the skeleton. Sorry, guy. Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's thanks for telling us. You told us eventually, and that's what matters, as Karen glares at Lariah.
All right, we do not have time for this right now. This sounds... All right, Laura, I think you're right. Unfortunately, I wanted to, like, really wanted to watch her wail on some skeletons, but you're right. She's not going to get better probably in this environment for sure.
All right, so what's your plan instead of going upstairs?
Take Fatima back the way we came.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, through the front door.
With the back. Frog Hemoth.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you head down the tunnel again. You can open the grate easily. Are you going to do the same plan with Pass Without Trace?
Yeah, I think that's
okay.
Fine. Yeah.
So I'm going to assume that you make it safely back to a thicket. Were you planning on going in through the main entrance or coming back this way?
We hadn't gotten that far yet. Okay. We're just trying to get Fatima out.
Yeah, that's going to be another 5 to 10 minute argument.
So you get Fatima out of the swamp area, at least, so that the frog hemoth can't, like, grab it onto any of you.
Right.
So you're just near the sewer grate, but out of reach. What do you want to do?
So there's nothing here, right? We made our own campsite
down
by the woods.
On the other side of the Org land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't even have a campsite.
Did we? Surely we had. Nope, because we did everything inside this dead gum dungeon. Okay, I was going to be like, didn't we have a treehouse we can hide her in? But no. Kat, is there a treehouse around that some other kid has created?
No, not in this area. You know from your time in the tower that this area is pretty much just the tower. There's the frog hemoth and who knows what else in the swamp. You're surrounded by various orc and orog and tribe land and also just random monsters.
I don't feel safe leaving her alone either. That seems worse.
I'm not alone, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine.
Oh, no, I know.
Definitely. You're totally fine.
This is more of a sisterly thing, you know, because I haven't seen you in so long. I don't want to part with you. Like, Riot's, like, looking beseechingly at Lariah. Going through her mental list of, spells. Why don't you just have a snack, too? And then she flicks her wrist and makes a bunch of good berries for for Fatima. They're these little purple juicy berries.
Yeah. I immediately swallow all of them whole.
Whoa!
How far away is the tribe? Like, it's not like we have to go like another day.
No, it was travel, just a. It was just like a couple hours away.
Okay, Karen didn't really talk to those people, but maybe we can go back there and see if they'll just keep an eye on Fatima if we leave her there and create a little pond for her.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't give us like a special like a whistle or can or anything.
No, they gave you each a stone with a claw print on it
for passage.
Yeah, for a safe passage.
Do you think if we gave, I'm like looking at Karen and Lariah, like one on each, we gave her one of these, would she know what to do with it?
I mean, either her or Creek, you know, we have a 50-50 chance that they'll figure it out.
We could tape it to him somehow.
Listen, this is our best plan, so...
I mean, she's not going to leave him anywhere. You got that
exactly.
Right.
Was there a place where your brother liked to spend time?
Yeah, he was allowed out. Maybe he's got like a knoll of some kind? Or like a tiny underground cave? That seems weird, but...
I'm wondering, since we found Fatima in the place where you were used to seeing her, if we could try to focus on trying to, like, keep Fatima here, mm-hmm. and maybe just try to, like, stealth search, targeted search, basically, to try to find your brother if he is still in there, and if not, we can get Fatima farther away and come back. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I know that you want to be here and explore this entire place, but I don't think we should just send her away.
No. Oh, wait! What about... You're right. But what about the moat? She can hide in the moat. Kat, how clean was the rest of the moat? I know we were in, like, the swampy sewer area that wasn't the moat.
It's pretty filled with algae at this point. It's, like, 6 months of, like, pretty fetid water. It hasn't killed life, because it's, like, it does have algae in it. And right. there are little...
sparkling clean means it's dead.
Little fish, water, yeah. So.
Okay, listen, we're not talking about days or weeks here. We're talking about, you know, a little bit of time that we can get through. To your point, Lariah, the best place to look for Emre is in the tower.
Yeah, I mean,
that's... Like, that's where he spent his time, and unfortunately, this tower is laid out in a really fun way that kind of makes you go through the whole thing. That's kind of the point of the tower. Unfortunately, at the time, we were like really proud of it.
Like a meat like, funnel, the grinder, the gun.
Yeah, like, yeah, this is cool. Yeah, no one's gonna get through this. And now that we have to go, it's very ironic. I know. I like the moat idea.
I think the moat are like. Maybe underneath, like, the drawbridge type, you know, like, sometimes there's, like...
You guys say moat?
Lots of... yeah,
I've been
yeah.
meaning to show idea. Creek the moat outside. I've been telling him about it for a while. I could hang out there.
Yeah, maybe you two could do some of your usual, like, cleansing stuff to it, too. I mean, I know it's not great, but it's still, you know, it's safe enough to swim in for a bit.
Why don't we give her one of the stones anyways, in case she has to, you know... make an escape, she has a plan B.
Yep. Riot pulls out her stone and hands it to Fatima. Here, I'm also gonna need you, this is,
I immediately put it in my mouth.
Okay, nope.
And I spit it back out. Whoa, this is, not, what is this? This is terrible, this is the worst berry I've ever had.
Sorry, this one is, I know, sorry, no, I just handed you berries. This is actually Creek's birthday present, so...
You remembered.
I did. And so you're gonna need to carry it for him.
Yeah, and he has a hard time with stuff like that.
Yeah, and I will say, if you run into some people, maybe you could just show it off, just to show them, like, look at this cool gift.
That sounds pretty braggy.
Fatima. This stone is a symbol of protection from a tribe that we bargained with to get through here. If you see anyone else, if you show them the symbol, they should hopefully leave you alone.
Will they leave him alone too?
Yes, I think that this will apply for both of you.
Oh, great. Okay.
Right, so see, it's like a cool, pretty object and a protection stone.
He loves a practical gift. That's so kind.
You know, anything for you. I mean, Creek. Anything for Creek.
Thanks.
All right, so we'll, we're we're just gonna go see if we can find Emre, okay? And we'll be back in a little bit, okay?
So, all right. So I'm just gonna hang out with the moat.
Yeah, and don't leave.
Don't leave the moat.
Unless someone comes in and attacks you.
Unless comes in to the moat, then I leave the moat.
Yeah. But basically, you're gonna be leaving with the three of you're gonna leave. You're gonna leave with us, okay?
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. But yeah, it's your safety first, obviously. But then we will, you know, we're coming back.
Before is it gonna be another 6 months?
No.
Like half that.
Because I don't have I don't have any sticks left, so it's gonna be hard for me to tell.
No, it's gonna be like a couple days at most.
Yeah. Hopefully you don't even need a stick at all. You know?
Yeah, I mean if to be fair.
Less than a stick. Okay. Wow. Great. So
Fatima, before we dive into this tower, do you remember any information about your brother? Do you know if you heard him in the tower at all? If there were any traces of him?
I don't think so. Sorry, I don't think so.
Okay. Mm-mm. That's okay. Thank you.
I've been listening really hard, and I didn't really hear anything.
No, you're fine. And
Riot's
also gonna give her one of their one of the zines from Carp.
Oh.
Back in Phandalin. Also, here's like I've actually got a couple of these, so here, you can read these. This is made by one of our friends and pretty cool person that's like, you know, into not classifying monsters as monsters. I just think you'd enjoy them. They're pretty punk. He's also like 13.
So I take the zine and I put it in my pocket where it immediately gets soggy.
I mean, I'm sure it's made out of some semi-sturdy. It'll last for a bit.
All right. With that,
so I'll go keep watch. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great idea.
So you hear Fatima like slide into the water with a little splash, and if you look over, you don't see her because there's like this thick cover of algae over top of the water.
Good. I really thank you, Loria. Thank you. I wanted to keep her with us, but that's clearly not the smart thing to do.
Well, what do you want to do now?
Oh, right. Argument time. I mean, discussion.
No, it's very clear. We gotta go in the tower.
Well, right. It's just which? The main entrance?
I think it's skeletons either way, y'all.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, if we... I kind of like the... Kind of like that choke chamber we had down in the... Where, Fatima was, you know? One of us, like, finishes collapsing the blockade and then runs out, and then we can just start taking them out one by one.
So, I have a plan. It's not a great plan. But it might be useful if there are a lot of skeletons and it's maybe very overwhelming, is if we can draw them into that sort of like underground area, we can just like get as many of them into that room as possible and then come back out through that sewage tunnel and collapse it behind us. The danger here is that, you know, if we're collapsing part of this underground area, it might damage the foundation, which might damage the tower more. But if it turns out there are too many for us to take on, it's an option.
Might be our only option.
Hey everyone, it's Kat again. Thanks for joining us on our misadventures. We'd like to give a special shout out to Mallory O'Meara for reprising her role as Fatima Bonezerker. You can find out more about her at malloryomira.com or follow her on Instagram or Twitter at Mallory O'Meara. This episode also features a behind-the-scenes conversation with the dames for our patrons at the $5 and up tiers. Support us at patreon.com/d20dames for fun tidbits just like this. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can find all our social media links at d20dames.com. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Music by Middlelessence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames.